From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. North Korea vowed Monday to persist in its nuclear weapons development program, rejecting calls from the international community to rein in its aggressive military actions. Pyongyang's United Nations mission contended that new UN sanctions against it for its missile tests were a flagrant infringement upon its sovereignty, with state media claiming they were the result of a heinous U.S. plot to isolate and stifle the communist country. North Korea told a security conference of key regional leaders in Manila that it would never bargain away its development of nuclear weapons or ballistic missiles, and said that it would teach the United States a severe lesson with nuclear strategic force if Washington takes military action against it. Kenyans are casting ballots in their country's presidential election, bringing to a close yet another turbulent campaign season in the economically vital East African nation. Voters began lining up hours before dawn Tuesday to cast their ballots in hotly contested nationwide polls. Former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is among the international observers.
There are a lot of people in line, and it's going to take some time, and people are going to need to be very patient with that. But obviously, the transition from voting to counting is going to be critical, and there's a process in place for that, too. That's why it's too early for us to be drawing any kinds of conclusions, but we'll see where it goes.
This year's election is the second consecutive election between the incumbent, 55-year-old Uhuru Kenyatta, and his longtime rival, 72-year-old Raila Odinga, who's making his fourth run for the presidency. This is VOA News. Opponents of South African President Jacob Zuma have gathered in Cape Town to call on the country's lawmakers to vote him out of power in a secret ballot Tuesday. ANC party leaders have called on their members in the parliament to support the president. VOA's Ladisa Hoke reports.
Monday protests were organized by a coalition of civil society and religious leaders and were to go on until the secret balloting ends Tuesday.
We see the ANC as having given us Jacob Zuma. And we're saying to the ANC, take responsibility for the absence of leadership in this country. Recall your president.
Zuma has weathered numerous attempts to oust him since becoming president in 2009 because members of the majority ruling party supported him in open votes. A secret vote is expected to ensure a credible outcome. Zlatisa Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
A truck bomb exploded in eastern Pakistan late Monday, injuring more than 30 people. A top government official in the city of Lahore says the explosive material was planted inside a truck loaded with fruit. It's the latest bombing to rattle Lahore, the power base of deposed Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. Last month, a suicide bomber from the militant group Pakistani Taliban killed at least 25 people in Lahore, many of them police. A Pakistani Islamist charity, which the United States designated as a foreign terrorist organization 3 years ago, has formed a new political party with a mission to enter mainstream politics and contest future national elections. The controversial charity, called Jamaat-ud-Dawah, is believed to be a front for the banned anti-India Lashkar-e-Taiba organization and is run by Hafiz Saeed, the alleged mastermind of the 2008 deadly Mumbai attacks. Washington has offered a $10 million bounty for information leading to arrest and conviction of Saeed, who's been under house arrest in Pakistan for the last 6 months. Islamabad detained the Islamist leader under international pressure, and authorities recently extended his detention for another 2 months. U.S. President Donald Trump is said to be on a working vacation at his golf club in New Jersey and discussing North Korea in telephone conversations with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson as he travels in Southeast Asia. Trump also lashed out at the media on Twitter for reporting national surveys that indicate his support has begun to decline among some voters who cast ballots for him. Trump countered, saying it's hard to believe that the Trump base is getting stronger despite months of coverage by the mainstream news media of what he called the fake news Russian collusion story. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.